So it's good to be back in Melbourne with old friends and new. I'm a little nervous tonight, so I'll just tell you why. This is the first time. What? Louder? I'm so nervous. I'm not my usual loud self. This is the first time in 7 years since I was ordained a Buddhist monk that I have not taught in robes, and I thought I'd tell you why. And I think it's this is a good place to start. I've lived in Australia now for over 2 years, and one of the things, there are many beautiful things about Australian culture that I've really appreciated, and one of them is your strong sense of egalitarianism, of giving everyone a fair go. Fair dinkum, right? And the tall poppy syndrome. Somebody gets too big for their britches and, you know, get pounded down a little bit. And that's all very good, I think. It's all very good. And we, you know, can all be proud of living in a place like that where there aren't hierarchies. And that was the original intent of the monastic costume, actually, was not to look different, but to look the same as everyone. And, you know, so you would leave the clothing of the village or the town or the city that made you stand out as an individual. I mean, we wear clothes, you know, in part to individuate ourselves, to give ourselves some individuality. And you'd put on a uniform. I feel something like that sometimes. Was it something I said? Oh. So anyway, that purpose is no longer being served by that, especially in places like this, where, you know, there isn't a tradition of Buddhist monastic life. It's a new religion for most of us, for all of us, except for immigrants. And so my teacher has always said that if we were going to try to recapture the original intent of wearing those robes, it would be to pull on a t-shirt and a pair of jeans. And so I tried that, and then I thought, well, that's a little informal. So I had a t-shirt that said, it said Ordinary Joe on it. Maybe I'll wear it tomorrow, because that's kind of the point. You know, not to pose as somebody better than you or more special or something like that. Just an ordinary Joe, just like you. No better and probably not too much worse. And so that's a decision I made. And, you know, I know that there are some reasons. There are reasons to wear those robes sometimes, and maybe I'll continue to do that when I feel it's appropriate. But I think for now, I think I'll try it this other way for a while and see how it goes. My understanding of the spiritual life is that we're not training ourselves to be better than other people, but to be better for other people. And so, you know, it's very, very easy, you know, in all walks of life to try to, you know, stand out or stand up, stand apart, you know, be better, try to seem better. And that's no exception in the spiritual life either. There is that tendency to try to, you know, look better or feel better, superior. And that's a misunderstanding of the spiritual life. We're all in the same boat. And it's the Titanic. We're all suffering. We're all having the same kinds of problems. There's nobody, you know, different like that, you know. And the point is to learn how to achieve the goal that we all have equally. We all equally have the same goals. Fundamentally, the fundamental goal that we all have is to be happy. Full stop. Well, not quite. Semicolon. And to avoid pain, to avoid suffering, and to be happy. And everyone's just the same that way. And everything that we do is informed by those goals. from the time we wake up in the morning to the time we go to bed, and everything in between is fundamentally motivated by those two goals. Just trying to be happy. That's why we go to work. That's why we have our relationships. That's why we, you know, buy our stuff here on Chapel Street. That's why we go to the clubs. You know, just trying to be happy and avoid pain. And avoid the pain of all kinds of pain, right?